Welcome to this week's episode of Warren's World, right here on 91.1 WEDM.
91.1 WEDM. All right, so I have T-Mac in the studio with me to talk about homecoming recap. And it got to be a special moment for us because we're both seniors, so this was our last thing about it. So Trinity, give me your point of view about spirits, including like the dress-up days, the game, the dance, and everything.
Spirit was super fun. I really liked the 80s, 90s day. Yeah, that was really fun.
Yeah, I did too. I just don't like the part, you know, we had to wear 80s to their freshman sophomore. I felt 90s. I feel like we should have had the 90s day.
Yeah, our outfits were cute. I really enjoyed the game. I'm glad we won because, you know, LC, because they beat us last year. They're going to beat us this year when we came. Good dub.
We definitely did do that one. Okay, so we're going to rewind that back. Okay, so I didn't like the concert t-shirt days because, I really don't.
Like I didn't really.
I didn't really wear concert t-shirt days.
Yeah, I had Guns N' Roses. That's like old school rock.
Yeah, I ain't even heard of them. Okay, so the game. Okay, so I had painted up and everything, you know, ready to go. And it was like, y'all, it's going to be raining. I was like, man, I think it'll stop by there. It didn't stop. Like, you were soaking wet. And I tell somebody, I'm like, I think maybe LC could have scored if the ball wasn't dropping out their hand and it was slippery. But other than that, I really am proud of our boys for getting that win, even though it was slippery, that kept falling and everything in the book.
Yeah, I'm so glad we won. I mean, LC, they tried. They have their supposedly big players, star players, but we still came out with the dub. All
right, so the homecoming dance. What was your thought of that?
I really enjoyed the homecoming dance. I danced with everybody. I went with my best friend, Nisa. It was really nice. The DJ did real good. The music was nice. It was appropriate. And I feel like people were enjoying themselves. And I was glad to see that my other classmates was having fun, too, because that makes you want to have fun.
Yes, but my thing was, it was hot.
It
was crowded.
Yeah.
And we was, like, all just, you know, discombobulated in there. I mean, I really did have fun, but it was just the hype. And it was, like, sweaty.
Yeah.
And that was my thing about
it. And last year, it was only, like, 600, and this year was like over 800 to 900 people.
Yeah, we sold out the tickets, which I am proud of because that really shows how much school spirit people really have. Yeah. Instead of just sitting home like, oh, I'm not going just because I don't want to go. Especially us seniors, because this is our last
year.
So I feel like it was really most of the seniors. And I'm really proud of us because we really showed out. And everybody looked nice, had on appropriate clothing. Mm-hmm. I mean, some of the stuff, you know, you just should have wore for prom instead of homecoming. But other than that, I really, really did enjoy myself. Now, afterwards, I got something to eat.
I got something to eat and went home. I was too tired. I was supposed to go somewhere over somebody. So I was like, nope, I got some food.
Nah.
Went to the crib.
Now, I really do want to thank the student council and the teachers who set up everything. I think that was a nice little setup that they did. Everything was cute. Did you get to take any pictures?
Yeah, I took pictures.
I don't think I did. I don't think I really did. I know me and Destiny got a picture, but that didn't come out kind
of good. A lot of people said they didn't take no pictures.
No. Because we were having too much fun dancing.
Yeah, it was fun. I was dancing too.
I mean, the music, it was... I vibe with it, but I just wanted him to play, like, you know, some more new school instead of Miley Cyrus. I mean, don't get me wrong, I do mess with her song, but I was just like, not for this one.
Mm-hmm.
But for prom, that was cool.
Yeah.
All right, T-Mac, thanks for joining me. All right, that was enough for me, so let's send it right to Zoe.
Listening to this week's episode of Warren's World. Today I'm on the topic of Pink Week. Today I'm here with Miss Handy.
Woohoo!
What is Pink Week all about?
Okay, Pink Week, actually this is going on across the country. September, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And what we do at Warren, nobody gets behind a cause like we do. Our kids, our staff, our administration, it's really amazing. And what we want to do, we want to talk about, kind of how awful cancer is. Last year we switched it to Crush All Cancers. We had a student, Jonathan, that passed away actually, and he had a different form of cancer, but we focused on all of them last year. Typically though, pink signifies breast cancer, and that's a cause that we've gotten behind now for the last 10 years here at Warren. And we have raised just about $30,000.
That's really amazing.
Yeah, yeah. All donations go to the Susan G. Komen Foundation.
That's so cool. So how can students get involved?
Okay. This week, actually, we kicked it off last night on a soccer game, boys and girls. It was a doubleheader and the boys tennis match. We sold bandanas and suckers, and we chose suckers with soccer because cancer sucks. I kept saying cancer sucker, sucker sucks. Okay, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And we made just about $180 just selling bandanas and suckers at the game. So a lot of kids came by. They bought their pink bandanas. You can buy them for two and decorate them for three. I had it wrong on announcements today. I said a dollar. Oops. Inflation. But so that kicked it off. And then today and tomorrow, core class cheer card challenge is taking place. They're going to decorate cheer cards that we're then going to use for the Friday 5:30 a.m. pep rally. Mm-hmm. Thursday night is the girls bump set spike cancer volleyball game. There we'll be selling bandanas and customizing them. And we're also going to be selling, for the first time ever, cowbells. And they are actually pink. And we're going to have a decoration station, because at Friday's football game, it's going to be Ring D-Bell night. Get it, David Bell?
Yeah.
D-Bell, mom. Yeah. And we only have 100 of them. So it's going to be first come, first serve. And we'll be selling those the night before, like I said, at the volleyball game. So we can use them, hopefully wear your bandanas, bring your bells to the 5:30, 6 a.m. pep rally. And then right after school, and paint up this week's solid dollar for donation. Then right after school on Friday, first time ever, before the game, we're going to do a pink out dodgeball tournament. Now, with this tournament, 10 people make a team, 4 must be female. It's $3 a person, so it's $30 a team. And all of those monies will go to either the Susan G. Komen Foundation or the Sun Foundation. So we're excited about that. Yeah. And then 5 o'clock paint up for a dollar, and then off to the game we go. And at the game, we'll present the check of how much money we make this week to a representative from the Sun and the Komen Foundations.
That is so cool.
Yeah, we're excited about it. We're shooting to make $6,000 in 1 week.
Well, I think we can do it.
I think we can do it too.
So I saw that you already covered a little bit of who it goes to. So yes. How does it benefit?
Okay, what this goes to with the Komen Foundation, a couple of different ways. A lot of it goes toward research and looking for the cause and creating a cure. Oh, let me step back. We're also selling I Stand For t-shirts in the bookstore, $15. And what I love about these t-shirts is there's a blank nameplate. You actually get to create what you stand for when it comes with your battle toward cancer and or breast cancer. So you can honor survivors and those that might have not made it. Or you can just put in, I stand for canceling cancer altogether.
Yeah.
So that's another way. The monies. Okay, a lot of that goes to research. Some goes to help patients that can't cover costs. All these things Komen does with money that's donated to them. And same with the Sun Foundation. But a lot of it goes into the research aspect.
That's really cool. And I think it's a very good thing that we all do that. We all donate towards
a cause, yeah. A wonderful cause, right? Because the thing about cancer, it's so big and it's so awful that there's probably not anyone in the building whose life has not been affected with a loved one having cancer or going through some type of chemo or radiation. I just think it's that far reaching. So that's one of the reasons that we get behind it in Warren Township.
Yes. So that's all the time we have here.
Okay.
Everybody go out, donate to Pink Week.
And wear that pink every day. We're taking pictures and posting you.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
It'll be so much fun.
Oh, wait a minute. And remember who we play Friday night?
Ben Davis.
Ben Davis.
Boo.
Yay, Warriors. Let's go. Hey.
Well, Thank you guys for joining me on this week's episode of Warren's World. See you later.
Bye, guys.
This is 91.1 WEDM back with another Warren's World. And I have a special guest. You are?
Zoe Fisher.
Okay, I've known. We've talked a little bit before. But what is this club that you are part of?
It's Polar Bear. That's the name of it. And it's basically a, like, preparation for track and field during winter time, because you know it's kind of hard to run outside.
I get it.
Yeah.
So like, how do you guys prepare for this club? Like, do you guys, because you do cross country,
mm-hmm.
all right? Okay, so you do cross country, you run it in the fall, and so when that winter time hits, like, how do you know, like, how do you guys get this club to get together?
We basically have a lot of girls from cross country come that are interested in doing track, and we're trying to get more people because we don't really have that many girls, because other girls from cross country, they go to like lacrosse, softball, all that other stuff, and we're just trying to get people to come out.
So like, you guys can keep up the pace and stuff with like the competition,
mm-hmm.
be able to still run and stuff. And how often do you guys run, like, in this club? Is it pretty much just like staying after to do the sport?
Yeah, it's pretty much every single day from 3:10 till like 5:30, and it's basically just training. Like, we're just nonstop.
So like, what do you guys do? You guys just do everything, or do you guys just try to focus on long distance or just speed training, try to get faster, stuff like that?
Mainly we focus on a bunch of workouts. We'll have like different mileage days, which contains of just doing like 3 to 4 miles each day. And that's an easy day. I know it doesn't sound easy, but it is. but mostly we'll do like workouts, which contain of like, I know 60-60s, those are like, you do 60 seconds hard and then 60 seconds easy. That's just one of the workouts that we do. But that's kind of what we do. And we do long runs, which contains of, I've had 1 hour and 15 minutes of running before. So, yeah. And that's probably...
For the long run?
Yeah.
Like, just straight, just nonstop. You just keep going?
Yep.
Like, how do you prepare for that? Like, how is this club helping you prepare for those types of runs?
Well, it's kind of hard to say. It's just preparing us to continually run. Obviously, that's what cross country is, but this is just to get you a little bit, have more stamina.
Yeah. So like, you know, practice won't be as hard on you.
Yeah.
And stuff like that. You're already in shape. So the name of the club is?
Polar Bear.
Polar Bear. I actually wanted to say something about that, because since you guys are running, shouldn't it be like called the Polar Express, you know, because, you know, a train goes fast.
Yeah. I could talk to my coach and change the name, but yeah, I don't know. It's been a long, that's how they've always had it. So,
but do girls have to be part of track or cross country to be part of this club?
No, you do not have to be part of track or cross country. Basically, it's just training to make you be in shape. Like, if you're not doing anything during winter, like you're not doing any winter sports, like no basketball or swimming or stuff like that, this will just keep you in shape.
What if they didn't do cross country and they want to do this Polar Express to get ready for the track season? How would they go about getting in contact with somebody so they can be part of the little club run stuff, all the stuff you guys do?
Well, you could contact the coach for the club, Brian Miller. So that's his. If you just type that up, it should pop up an email.
Do you guys have any, like, call-outs? Like, is it on the announcements or anything?
I don't think so. We should get it on the announcements, though, because I feel like we could get a lot of girls out that would like to do it. So,
how long have you been in this club?
I started doing this my freshman year, so this will be my third year doing it.
And has the club grown since then?
Actually, I don't think so. I think it's gotten a little bit smaller. Because last year we only had like, I'd have to say 7-8 girls on the club.
So there's really not that many people on there.
If you know track, there's not very many long distance runners for track. So.
But do you guys think you guys could do something to make it for like every type of runner, long distance, short, relay,
well,
stuff like that?
They have like track training, like for
the winter.
Uh-huh.
So you could do that if you're interested in like maybe 100 meter, like the short distance. So you don't have to join polar bear because basically all we do is
long. So polar bear is more for like cross country or like long running runners.
Yeah.
Okay, so that makes more sense. And another thing is that what made you intrigued to join this club? Like, I know it's to keep you in shape and stuff, but, you know, some people really have to have, like, that sort of type of endurance in, like, striving to get better. So, like, what encouraged you to do that?
Well, I'm very, very, very competitive. And ever since I hit my, like, my top point from last year cross country, like, last year's cross country, I've just known that I've been pretty good for how long I've been doing this. I started out in seventh grade, and I've just gotten better each and every year. And my sophomore year, when I started out and I got way better than I did last year, my freshman year, that's when I just started to just go to everything. I haven't missed not one practice this cross country season, so.
Even when you did have the concussion?
Yeah. Even when I had a concussion, I still went.
So that's all I have for you guys today. This was Zoe.
Hello, I'm Dariana, back with another segment here on Warren's World. This week, autumn. I'm going to tell you what's going on with Warren this autumn. So, last week on Friday, the greatest rivalry in football came back for a game against Ben Davis. It was the 93rd edition of the Circle City Showdown, and it featured the defending state champions, Ben Davis. They've won 2 and lost 2, and Huron, who has won 4 and lost zilch. FNS broadcasted the game across the world, and you can find the video on Twitter if you missed it. Fun fact, we've won 209 sectional titles. Amazing, right? Also, last week we had a pink week with the theme of I Stand For. You could customize your shirt by entering the name of a loved one that is currently fighting cancer or who is a survivor of cancer. All the proceeds of this pink week will be donated to cancer research and support. All shirts were $15. Well, enough about Warren. We are great, but now I'm going to tell you why I love autumn so much. Autumn is so beautiful, even the word sounds beautiful. Also, there are so many beautiful colors, and it makes everything look like oil paintings. And there is some amazing autumn-themed food. For instance, apple pie and, you know, stuff like that, like pumpkin pie, turkeys. And to me, it seems like the apples are juicier during this time. Plus, when I'm picking my own apples, I feel sort of comforted, like I accomplished something major. Hey, Rides! As a small child, I loved those pumpkin farm field trips. My favorite part was a hayride. Ride throughout the fields on crates filled with hay and pick out pumpkins that we wanted to take home. In autumn, the sunset is extremely beautiful. I like to get a blanket, some soft music, some snacks, and just watch the sunset. I love pumpkins so much. I love pumpkins so much that I flock to everything pumpkin scented and flavored. Since autumn is a time that embraces pumpkins, I'm like literally standing in heaven. Rain smells way better in fall than in spring or summer, and it's also way more relaxing and pleasant. During this time, I can curl up in my bed under a warm, fluffy cover and read a book I've been dying to read. The colors of autumn make everything look stunning, especially if it's old and worn. I'm going to take it back to the food here really quickly. Steamy apple cider. Just imagine that. Steamy apple cider with apple pie. And the apple pie has delicious crispy crust. Like, come on now. Does that not sound amazing? Though I love winter, I'm just going to diss winter here real quick. In winter, when the snow crunches under my boots, it makes me happier. But in fall, when the leaves crunch under my feet, it makes me twice as happy. Sorry. One word. Halloween. During this time, I get candy by the boatload. And I can dress up as a character in one of my little anime films that I like and not be judged. Speaking of Halloween, I love going around and seeing the cool jack-o'-lanterns. On top of that, I love seeing the awesome Halloween decorations all over the houses and buildings. I'm going to talk about food just one more time.
Okay, so salted caramel is just as good as pumpkin to me. My favorites are salted caramel iced coffee, I make it myself, and the salted caramel cake pops at Starbucks. Also, I love caramel apples. You can't forget those. They are so delicious, especially when they have extra on it, like sprinkles and M&Ms and etc. Now, enough about food. I'm going to tell you some activities that I love to do in autumn. I love building bonfires. I feel like bonfires are much more better in fall than in summer or spring because it fits the mood better. Fall festivals. Fall festivals are so amazing. The colors, the food, the activities, the excitement, the people. During summer, I can't really wear jeans because I am going to sweat a lot. But in fall, all I wear is jeans. Sometimes I might pull out a pair of leggings, but jeans are my go-to in autumn. I don't know if you can consider this an activity, but I like to sit down with my family and name things that we're thankful for. Now, this might run for like an hour or so, but yeah, it's a good way to spend time with your loved ones. I love carving pumpkins for Halloween. Mine never come out right. They always turn out bad, but it's still fun. Don't laugh at me, but I love knitting. All the things that I knitted in the summer can now be used. I also enjoy trick-or-treating. In Indiana, it is illegal to not enjoy trick-or-treating. That is a fact, not my opinion. And right after trick-or-treating, Halloween parties. This could be a family party or a neighborhood party, you know, no parents allowed. Oh, and by the way, if you know anyone throwing a Halloween party, anywho, I love watching scary movies with people. I can't watch scary movies by myself or I'm going to think everything is a monster or a ghost. But I love it. I love it. Don't judge me. You know how when you watch a super duper scary movie and there's like 10 million jump scares and then you go to sleep that night, well, at least you're trying to, and then something falls or something starts rattling. You're just like, nope. That's how it be. That's what I meant when I said monsters. But my number one favorite thing to do in autumn is attend haunted houses. I don't go to just one. That's lame. No, but seriously though, I love haunted houses. It's fun. Sometimes I might accidentally attack the hired, what are they called? Ghouls or whatever. But yeah, it's fun. Like, it might be scary. I like going to the super duper scary ones that seem realistic. If it doesn't seem realistic, I'm not gonna stay. I'm just gonna literally walk out and leave. One time I went to this haunted house. It was the scariest haunted house I've ever been to. You had to pay $50 to get in, and if you made it all the way through, then you would get your $50 back, plus you would get a free pass to come back. They gave you the opportunity to leave if you wanted to, but I was definitely getting my $50 back, and I got my $50 back. And then I went and got some food. As I said before, I love going apple picking. It's just a good activity, a relaxing activity. If you don't want to do any extreme sports activities for fall, you can just go apple picking with, you know, anyone that you care about, your loved ones, or you can even go by yourself. It won't be as fun, but I love apple picking. I also love going in or slash on corn mazes. I always get lost, but they are super duper fun, especially when it's like a lot of people and everyone's lost, just trying to find their way, like mice and mazes, if that's the correct expression. Don't know, don't care. I also pursue photography during fall. Now, it would be a good idea to do it during the other seasons because they also are beautiful, but they're not as beautiful as fall, and my pictures that I take in fall are much more beautiful to me than when I take pictures in summer, spring, and winter. And last but not least, I love barn dancing. Whether it's contra dancing or square dancing, hold downs are a great way to spend fall evenings and nights. I can have a blast and work up a sweat in the cold autumn night air while I dance along to foot tapping bluegrass and fiddle music. Alrighty. I'm Dariana. Thank you for tuning in to my Warren's World this week. I'll see you guys next week.
Well, that's all I have for you this week. I'm Dariana. Thank you for tuning in to Warren's World.
91.1 WEDM. I am DJ Moore, and alongside me is
Cammy Russell.
All right, so our topic for today on Warren's World is WCTV. All right, Cammy, I have some series of questions, so...
All right. Yes, I am.
What is WCTV and how does this help you make friends?
WCTV is a school program. It is TV and broadcasting, and how it makes me get friends is you have to be open. You have to be able to communicate. If you can't communicate, it is not for you. You have to open your mouth and say what you need to get done, or else nothing you want to do will get done.
All right. What does it take to get into WCTV, and is it a group activity?
What it takes to get into WCTV is you start off as either a freshman or a sophomore. I personally start off as a sophomore, and you start in our intro class, and you do the basics of what a camera does and how to get certain angles and shots and examples of what you need to do to make your video come out good. And it is a group activity, but it cannot also be a group activity.
So you can sometimes do it alone.
Mm-hmm. You can do it alone. Like something called, for example, is a one-man band. And it's just you do everything yourself. You shoot it. You edit it. You're the person in the video. Stuff like that.
All right. What does WCTV stand for?
WCTV stands for is Warren Central Television.
That's so pretty basic.
Yeah.
What does this help you prepare for in your future?
It helps you in the actual news, like Good Morning America, or if you want to do something small, your own commercial studio, or your own, like, just videos, period. If you want to go on YouTube or something, this will help you get better shots and angles and stuff like that.
How does this help you in other areas?
It helps me in other areas of not being a procrastinator, getting myself done and turned in on time when it needs to be done. It helps me be more organized and critique myself in ways that I didn't before I started this program.
All right. If you did not take WCTV, what would you be doing?
If I didn't take this class, I would be doing culinary, so cooking and all that type of stuff.
All right. What is so great about this program compared to other schools like Carmel, Ben Davis, and all that?
Our school has the most up-to-date equipment, software, teachers that help you. We have the best teachers out here. If you really want to get into this program, make sure you come here. We have the best stuff. It helps you. You get connections to all types of people from all over.
What does the environment have to be like if you are working as a team?
The environment that you need to be in is you have to be proactive. You have to want to get everything done. You have to have it organized. You have to have it planned out, or your video or whatever you're shooting will not turn out as good, and it just won't look good either.
What does the environment have to be like if you're working alone?
You just have to pace yourself. Don't take on too much. Don't take on too little. If you know you can do something, get out there and do it. If you know you can't, ask for it. Ask for help. Always be open to new things and new people.
What are the ups and downs of WCTV?
Some ups and downs are actually getting people to do it. A lot of people might not want to be on camera. They're a little shy.
Camera shy.
Yeah, they might not want to get out there, put themselves out there like, oh, I might not look crazy. I might not look good. I might look crazy or stuff like that. And it's also hard to, if you're not up to date on skills, like certain skills, you might see more people advance in what you're doing. You just have to put yourself out there and ask. If you want to know something, get to know it. If you need some help, get it. That's it.
All right. What are your biggest challenges in WCTV?
My personal opinion, the biggest challenges is editing. Editing is your key. And your actors, your talent, the people who are in the video, if they don't know what they're doing, your video won't turn out as good. And then when you're going back and editing, you're like, what's going on? Why aren't they doing
like
how
why are you
I
not
pictured
working?
It?
Why are you not doing well?
Yeah. It just doesn't look good. Like, you're like, what the heck?
All right. Well, that'll do it for today's Warren's World. This has been DJ Moore,
Cammy Russell,
and we're out.